Hello, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to another edition of Cosmic Insight. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us today for another exploration with a wonderful guest that is joining us today. Hillis, tell us a little bit about the Cosmic Explorer that is joining us on the show today for this fabulous interview.
Yes, and I'm super excited about today. One of my sisters who is in the family of Ascended Masters, and we have our dear Cindy Hedricks, who is a transformational expert who delivers high energy, incredible value, and tactical consultations, courses, books, and trainings that guide entrepreneurs and professionals to leverage their expertise and that pays attention to what matters most at work and in life. I mean, what better person to have in your corner than someone who supports you in all those arenas? I mean, I know that I would love to have someone like Miss Cindy Hedricks in my corner, but without further ado, let's bring on. So welcome, Sydney. Welcome to the show today. So such an honor to have you here.
Thank you so much, both of you, for inviting me to share my info.
Yes.
You're most welcome. And so, you know, being a part of the Ascended Master store, I know that you have a course up that's available for us to watch, that is for purchase, titled Find the Hidden Money. So, yes. I mean, I didn't know that there was such a thing. I mean, I know that money hides in between couch cushions and maybe in pockets of people's jeans and coats. But, I mean, where's this other hidden money coming from?
It comes from inside whoever it is that I'm working with, because many times people don't even know that they're able to do what they can do, right? And so I love helping people discover some of the things that they can use in their business and sometimes in their personal lives to be able to either make more money in their business or enhance their life in their personal issues.
I love it. I love it.
That's beautiful. And what do you find? Can you give us a little tidbit of one of the main things that you find that people have locked inside of them that in the work that you do?
Well, many times people don't understand or even know the gifts that they've been given or the knowledge that they have. And then even when they do and are aware of those things, they don't know how to parlay that into their business or into a way of making money. Isn't that interesting?
So what I'm hearing is you just unlock the magic inside of them.
I like that. I'm going to use that, Rebecca. Thank you.
All good. All good. And I do have to say, when I began, I was like, the word interview, I was like, thank you for another word to say instead of interview, and nothing would come. So I don't know why. It was just like exploration or something, but I don't know why interview came.
Well, I like to think of it as pick your brain, because that's kind of what you guys are about, is digging out the insights of your guests, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
cosmic
you talk
explorers.
Exactly. We are all cosmic explorers. And speaking of exploration and really digging deep, you know, you mentioned moments ago on how you find people's hidden talents. And so what are some of the ways or some of the reasons why someone will come to you? Because now, since we are in this space of emergence, as we are entering into this 4th D energy and assuming and going through this ascension process, you know, people are often in this space of confusion or misunderstanding or misalignment of their soul's path and purpose. So how do you get in there and unlock that magic, as Rebecca mentioned?
Well, you know, I have a couple of superpowers that I've been gifted.
See.
And one of those is that I'm highly intuitive. And I use that phrase because I have a very corporate background. I've worked in over half of the United States in business management. Mm-hmm. And I was always the one they would send in to clean up businesses. Not just one, but I was usually given multiple businesses to go in and clean up after others failed. And I don't really look like who I am, so I kind of sneak up on people. And they're like, who are you? Which is always kind of fun. So I'm like the hidden weapon in corporate management. And even though I love the work and it was challenging, but really fun because I love overcoming challenges and helping people advance in their careers. And it was all that and so much more. You know, the work was exhausting and the hours were very long. And, you know, a lot of hotel rooms and a lot of travel. And, you know, there comes a point in your life where you'd like to have more of a personal life. So that's when I started my own business. Nice. And so with all that background, and I've worked in every kind and type of business there is, like I said, all over the country. And so taking that experience with owning my own brick and mortar business, I love beauty and makeup and everything. So I had a spa for 10 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have my own business experience, and then add that to being highly intuitive, but don't tell anybody, I'm really just psychic. Right, right. So anyway, with all that experience and the gifts, and I've actually enhanced my gifts by using them because I didn't even know I was psychic. Because I just thought everybody knew stuff, right?
Yeah.
But not everybody is able to tap in. So I've actually developed all my clairs. Do you guys know what the clairs are? I'll bet you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're both psychic as well. We're both highly intuitive people.
Right, right. And so part of how I learned the clairs were they just happened. And I'm like, what's that? I got the yelling in my ears. I'm like, just the right ear. And I'm like, what's that?
It always happens to be with the right ear for people who are clairaudient. I mean, my right ear is definitely a lot stronger than my left for sure.
Yes.
You know, but
yes. So it's just been exciting. And so with all those gifts and experience, you know, the work is pretty easy. And I've developed different ways of working with people to be able to figure out what is missing in their repertoire of offerings. Or if they're even just doing the wrong work, right? Because some people don't get on their path immediately for a lot of different reasons. Because I was hiding my gifts after I was told I was psychic. Because in corporate America, you cannot tell anybody that you're psychic, especially if you're the field boss.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's been really wonderful to be able to be my whole self and to be able to really help people with what I have been given.
Oh, beautiful.
I have to say,
you are psychic, because that's the question I was going to ask you, what your superpower was. So you already answered. So there you go.
Well, that's one. And so one of the others is that I do find the hidden money, and people are always amazed and didn't understand. In fact, one woman who couldn't overcome an issue, and I worked with her to do so. She had her first $1 million sales month.
Nice.
Wow.
When she finally figured that out. Well, when she finally got something accomplished that she hadn't been able to.
Oh, beautiful. That's a magical gift there, to help guide people in that way, to find those little parts of ourselves.
Exactly.
So what's your favorite part of working with clients?
You know, one of my clients referred a friend of hers to me. And when I was working with her friend, she told me after, she goes, Cindy, I can't believe that you get more excited about the people that you help than they do when they achieve the goal that they're working on. See, that's my juice. And that's what keeps me motivated to continue with the work I do, is because when someone achieves a goal, I think I just get endorphins from that.
Yeah, it's almost like a rush, because I mean, I can say that, you know, working with people that I work with, and you see their transformational process, you see how things begin to open and unfold. It's like, yeah, that's it. That's what I've seen all along. And now they actually are embodying that. And so it's in that brings us joy.
Exactly. And what better way to help the world by one person at a time, being a better person at work and at home.
Yes. It's like turning those light bulbs on so we can have more light in this world.
Yes.
A little bit, one at a time.
Well, and I like to think it's their internal light, you know? We need to coin a new term for that.
Yes. I want to ask you something. You know, I was just, you know, as I was listening to you talking, being in the corporate world, I was in the corporate world as well. Hillis was in the corporate world. Are you finding now with people that you're working with and just actually just kind of, you know, observing the world now in the corporate world, if you're still kind of tangled in it, do you see a shift now of the mindset shifting in today's?
I think there's a shift of the entire universe.
Yes. Oh, well, I know that. I'm saying from the corporate world, what shifts, you know, kind of see is the mindset, like saying, like you were saying before, I couldn't go out to the field and tell people I was psychic. Now, do you see that, like you could feel like you could do that now? Like, do you see that more minds are opening up to start to weave and more open?
Yes. Path? Well, I believe that corporate America is becoming much more open to many things, and particularly because, you know, corporate is always about the bottom line. Mm-hmm. When the bottom line shifts, that's when they start looking for other alternatives for creating a better bottom line. Exactly. And so they will look for other things. And one of the things I think that they're considering is some of the things that we all do besides the basics. And I mean, if you think about it, even presidents have had astrologers and psychics mm-hmm. to work with them. And first
more than we know. Or yeah, more than they know.
Yeah. Find those black books.
Yes. There's probably a book in the Library of Congress about that. I'll betcha.
Yeah, bet probably is. But you know what I really want people to, our audience to really walk away with is a true understanding of the way that we can tap into finding that hidden money ourselves. I know that you have a program and process that you mm-hmm. walk people through, but what are some of the things that, you know, you can express to people in this moment? Like, what are some of the quick manners that people can do on a daily basis to realign themselves, to follow their path, to be in their purpose, and to receive the financial support that they are wanting for themselves, especially now since we're moving in this great transition?
Well, and especially since everything in our world has increased in price, right?
Yes.
Yes. So there are two things that I believe drive every person to be able to improve their life and their business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have clients from homeless, because I do a lot of charity work with homeless, to mm-hmm. A lot of my clients have advanced degrees. So I work with a full, I know you're supposed to niche, but, you know, I have my own business, so I can do whatever I want to do.
Exactly.
So I have a big spectrum of different types of individuals that I work with and groups. So the first thing I will tell you that I found from the entire group that I work with, from homeless to advanced degree people, is that everybody carries way too much emotional baggage. And not only does it clog your performance in all things, but it also creates disease. Mm-hmm. So I typically will work with most clients on that first. Because once you can open that up and get the emotional baggage free, in fact, one client who was working toward her physician's assistant degree, she had like 6 months left. She had like an RV of emotional baggage behind her that she was pulling along. And I don't even think she realized how it was affecting her own health, right? So the thing that I work with people on that is two things. One is I wrote and recorded a meditation mm-hmm. that gives people a place to send all that emotional baggage and a place to really go inside and deal with all that they have not been dealing with, because that's what people typically do. I'm sure you both work with people and see that as well. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. And the second thing that's most important is self-esteem. Mm-hmm. people undervalue their own self-esteem. And some people don't even understand it because, you know, I think that's going to be one of my next books because it's just so intricate. You can't touch it. You can't see it. Most people don't understand it. But yet I believe it is the total driver of everything we do.
Exactly.
From work to personal life and everything in between. Yeah. And if your self-esteem isn't at the highest level it can be, it's costing you not only in income and your career, it's also costing you in your health, in your personal life, and just about everything. You know, I talk about the big five in life and in my books and in my courses. And, you know, people don't even realize what the big five in life are. If they did, they'd be working on each one every day, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you share those with me? With me?
Yes.
Share those with me.
We'll get on a call, Rebecca.
Sounds good.
Look, I'm not here.
I'm in my own little world
same
today.
Same for you, Hillis, but you're with two very strong women, so what can you expect?
She's okay, used to this.
So the first one is, you know, love. You know, love is the most important thing in our lives, and most people don't even realize that or work toward that. And the second one is spirituality, or maybe spirituality should probably be first. And that is different for all of us, although every faith is very similar. So I don't know what all the fighting's about, but at any rate, spirituality is the second one. And the third one is career and or finance, money, what you do to make it. And the fourth one is relationships. And the last one is health. So would you agree those are the big five of life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think about those consistently. I mean, almost every day. I mean, to be honest, I mean, what and when you speak of it, it just expands or bleeds into the next one or goes up the level. Because when you think of relationships is not just with friends or family,
everything
or pets, but also relationship with money and relationships with objects and this and that. And then from there, you know, it goes into the money space. And then, you know, how is money supporting you? How is money holding you? How is money providing for you? And then from there moves up into, well, how are you loving this relationship? How are you loving the money? How are you loving yourself? And so it's all about that. And then it goes up to the next, which is spirituality. How is your spiritual path covering all of this? Are you in that alignment of space where everything underneath is in alignment to support that in which you believe in? So yeah.
Exactly. But you probably have seen, as I have, that most people don't even think about those five areas of life, because if they did, they'd be working on each one every day.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, every month or every week or sometimes. Yeah. But we all get so caught up in everyday life. I'm guilty also, and all of the things that we have to deal with and, you know, the state of affairs right now in our world, although there's always something, right?
Yes.
It's always. Yeah. And as it goes, I mean, our issues today aren't as bad as they've been over the centuries. You know, these are white collar issues for the most part.
Yeah.
So those are the big five. And so those are the two things that I work with nearly every client I have, because those really are the drivers of life. And I think people lose sight of how important those things are. In fact, I write about them in most of my books. So, you know, people can get some help for the price of a book.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's just it. You know, people just get so caught up in their lives and get so caught up in what's in front of them that they don't take time, or we haven't been taught actually to take the time to go inside to look at all these things. And
well, that's another issue. What are they teaching in schools?
Exactly.
Well, not only that, but also too, for example, let's say there are people who have walked that path, you know, that have, you know, the received the proper training, you know, but they are outside of society, you know, not saying a Buddhist monk per se, but someone who is similar in that effect, or who learned all these teachings and learned the aspects of how to center themselves and come into alignment with all of this energy. But yet, you know, you walk back into society with this tools and with this wisdom and this knowledge. But yet, it seems that some people, when you get into the daily life, when you get into the minutia of having to deal with, you know, working at a 9-to-5 or creating something for yourself, you know, either one, or just the day-to-day operations of self, you tend to forget about, wait, what did I learn? And so do you have anything for people like that, that people who need that jump start or that reminder of, like, hey, remember when you went through that, or hey, remember that lesson, to really, you know, bring them back to themselves?
Well, a couple thoughts on that. The first thing I want to share is not every smart person is an effective teacher.
Exactly.
There are a lot of smart people who have this phenomenal knowledge, but they're not very good at teaching, because everybody learns differently, and teachers sometimes don't realize that we all learn differently. You know, some of us are visual learners. Some of us hear. Some of us have to read. And some of us need all three to get it. And, you know, you only retain a very small percentage of information coming at you from any of those directions.
Exactly.
So important things you need to review more than one time. So what I would say, if you have something that you want to learn and maintain the knowledge and stay fresh, top of mind, is you get it in book or audio form or online, and you keep it close to you so you can review it. I mean, I have several things, because, you know, we all can't stay up every day. We all need something to get us up every day. And unfortunately, some people go toward things that aren't very healthy for you to do. But what I have
like
is
chocolate
I
chip cookies.
Do what?
So like chocolate chip cookies.
Well, I was thinking more like, you know, drugs and, you know, alcohol and sugar, caffeine, nicotine. I mean, we all have a plethora of things we can pick from. Anyway, I like the mental things, because I have audios, I have things on the computer, I have books. I had 6 bookcases filled with books. And keep the ones that really help drive you in the right direction close by, so you can always refer to them. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, everybody needs somebody to help them.
Exactly.
Everybody. I don't care who you are. And if you can't afford a coach or a consultant, then you need to find a really good friend who can listen and not react. And just, even if you can have somebody to hear you out, many times when you do that, you're able to put it together for yourself.
Yeah.
And of course, if you can afford a good coach, don't be discouraged if the first 1, 2, 3, or 4 coaches that you work with aren't effective for you. It takes time to find a coach who knows what they're doing, that you connect with. Because you could find a coach that's really good, but if you don't connect and if you don't trust and build a relationship, then it's not going to work.
No.
Yeah. So chances are, you know, you can throw a shoe out the window and it probably lands on hitting a life coach. You know, I mean, there's so many, so many life coaches these days. And so it's, you know, inevitable that you will always not end up with the right person. And so just take heed and listen to your intuition.
Yes,
exactly. Exactly. And you need to find a coach that is knowledgeable in the area that you need to work.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the areas I do not work in is technical. I know about it. I can do it. It just drains me. So I refer people on things that I don't work on.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's all about having that network of people you can trust as well, you know?
Exactly. So I have a lot of people I know that are really good at what they do, and that's what I do. If it's not a good fit or if it's something I don't want to work on. I mean, I know a lot about a lot of things, but I'm not interested in working on some of those things.
Right. Yes,
exactly.
And that's beautiful because that's co-creating.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the things also is social media. I know a lot about social media, but I have somebody I pay to do mine.
And, you know, speaking of, as we allow ourselves to move into this beautiful energy, you have a new book out titled Go For It 2.0. Now, Go For It 2.0. Now, I mean, I'm interested just in the 2.0 aspect. So tell us about this. We'll see. There you go. And 2.0, one and two. So you guys got to get both copies.
Right. This is pre-COVID hair, this one.
Yes.
And this is COVID hair.
So can you tell us about your new book, Cindy,
and what inspired you to write it? I would love to. Well, I first have to tell you about the first book because it is the prequel to the second book. People have always asked me how I get so much done. Mm-hmm. Well, and the first thing is I work hard and I put in the time to achieve whatever it is that I have in front of me to achieve. And so I never really thought about it because you know what? Anybody can do what I've done. Anybody. It's not that I'm so special. It's just that I'm extremely determined. And if I can't figure something out myself, I find somebody who can help me understand it. So, but what I did was I created, well, first I thought about it because I didn't really know what I did to achieve the goals I've achieved. And so I thought about it and I actually created a formula. I don't know if you can see that.
Yes, there it is.
Trying to see it, yeah.
Yeah, so I created the formula and I wrote a chapter on each line of the formula to explain it to people. I also do workshops on that because who do you know that doesn't want to achieve a lot? Even if it's just sitting in a hammock in the Caribbean. So with the formula, I wrote chapters myself in that book about achieving goals. And I actually listed all the goals I achieved in 5 years so people could understand why everybody asks me how I achieve so much. And I've written 9 books in 7 years. I've written 4 courses. And actually, I wrote like 6 books in 5 years, but now I've written 9 a couple years later, and I'm currently writing another book, and I just told you I want to write one on self-esteem, and I've got 2 more courses I want to do. So I invited 20 other authors to write a chapter in Goal For It 1.0 to explain how they have achieved goals. Nice. So people can read a book about the formula and what it takes to achieve at a high level and how other high achievers achieve goals.
Oh, beautiful.
And what exactly is this formula, Cindy, just to give some people some insight into?
Well, I gave you one tip. It's, you know, one of my biggest strengths is determination. When I had a staff of 200, they called me a dog with a bone. Because nobody was free of follow-up. I was all over the place with every one of those people making sure they were all doing their jobs.
Got you.
And, you know, I'm just an organized person. And that's another thing that's in the formula. I mean, there's, I don't know, maybe I'd guess 15 different things, maybe more, that I identified as when I was achieving these goals, some of the traits I used to achieve them. But I think, you know, determination is high up there because if you're not determined, then you're not going to get much done, are you?
Right. And so would you say that part of this formula could also be connected to your intuitive ability to listen to that to give you the guidance to move forward into the next step of achieving these goals?
I actually wrote in there all senses, not just the intuitive ones. Yes. So that's very astute of you, Hillis. Yes.
Well, I mean, being someone who is connected to these abilities, I mean, that has to play a role in some portion, because I know it plays a role in mine. And yes, just allowing yourself to listen, to be still, and to know it's like, okay, this is when to take action, and this is when to just be still. And so just understanding the difference between the two.
Well, actually, I was told in my 20s I was psychic. Two girlfriends came and got me when I was managing a business and working 60 hours a week in my 20s. And took me to a farmhouse in central Illinois for psychic readings. Well, growing up, nobody knew about psychics, and I'd never heard of one or seen one. And so I walked in with no knowledge. And so I was the second one of the three of us. And I sat across from this, you know, 30-year-old farm wife who looked very normal with a big bay window. And I sat down, and the first words out of her mouth were, "You're psychic." And I said, "What?" I had no idea. And I didn't have time to even think about it, because I was on a career path for middle management, working very hard. And so I didn't revisit it until I was in my, I think it was 40. So 15 years or so passed. And I was working in Georgia at the time, covering a couple of states. And my housemate had a friend who was a retired history teacher who happened to be psychic, and we became fast friends. So she did readings for me, and one day she handed me her Rider-Waite tarot deck and said, "You read for me today." I said, "What? I'm a manager. I don't know how to do that." She goes, "You've been seeing me do it for a while now, so just do it." So she just made me do it, and it was so easy.
Oh, awesome. So how did your world shift, per se, when you opened up to your gifts that you were resisting?
Well, actually, I hid them, because in corporate America, as we
talked, exactly,
and people would guess, because when you just know stuff, they're like, "How do you know that?" I'm like, "Who knows? Let's just get going with this." So I had to be careful that way, because I didn't want to have to talk to any superiors about that. So I actually started reading professionally about 7 or 8 years ago.
Gotcha.
In a gift store that sold the tarot cards and all the new age stuff. And actually the owner was, I was consulting with her for her business. And so she traveled all over the country with another side business. So I was actually, you know, managing her business and consulting and updating different parts of it. So I was there about 3 years, and then I moved to a gift store closer to my home. And I've been there for maybe 3 years. And so I find that doing intuitive appointments, I'm actually a business intuitive, but with business, you have to have the personal too, right?
Yes.
So, as a business intuitive, it's really wonderful to be able to meet very talented, smart people to help them in all parts of their life. So that's how I developed my other gifts, because claircognizance is my strongest one, and I believe that's the hardest one to know that you do have gifts, because you just know stuff. And after I thought about it, in the early days, my mother was claircognizant, and she didn't know it either. So we all knew stuff and didn't understand it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so since I started reading, all these other clairs started coming forward, because I was tapping in.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And I was clearing my own emotional baggage.
Yes. We always got to clear our stuff too, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, just as we allow and then connect to, you know, who we are and to get a better understanding of it. I mean, growing up, I mean, I shouldn't say nowadays, I think the kids are a little bit lucky, because there's more of a presence of this. But, you know, when we were growing up, there wasn't any of this stuff around. There wasn't you know, anything to really connect to. So it's like, what's going on here? Am I, what's happening? And so there was all these questions. And then when we got the answers, it created this energy of self-doubt, which was this other weight that we then later on have to shrug off. So in your own personal journey, Sydney, to really understand the potency of what you do, what was it like for you in that process to shed the old, to shed the emotions, to shed all of that, to then say, okay, I am here. I am now, I'm ready to be of service. I'm ready to help you as a client to be like me, to be in this space.
Well, I can tell you a story to share how potent our work can be. One of my longtime friends, who I'm still her mentor, asked me to work with a friend of hers, and she was a hot mess. You know, had a 12-year-old daughter. Her husband was being horrible, using the daughter as a pawn, and she was so troubled. She couldn't work. She had to move back in with her parents, and she was just beside herself. I didn't have my meditation recorded yet. It was just in my head. So I just told her how to do the meditation. It's a 5-minute meditation, but it's very powerful. I'm also a Reiki master, and I didn't know I had Reiki gifts either, but discovered it when I had my spa through some training and explained what was going on. And they told me, hey, this is Reiki. And I said, what's Reiki? So anyway, I lace the recording with Reiki, and I give it automatically. It's just there. And so I coached her and talked to her about choices she had and how she could proceed, because I guide people. I don't tell them what to do. And so I went on about a year later, and I was having coffee with this friend who referred her. And as she was coming to the table, I saw she was bringing someone with her that I didn't recognize. So as they got closer, I discovered it was her. I said, oh my God, you look fantastic. What's going on? And she goes, I did everything you told me to do. I said, wow, you look great. Oh, and that's so funny. That's my juice. And that is worth every minute of what I have been through to get to where I am today, to be able to change lives. And I remain humble in being gifted to be able to do that.
Beautiful. Thank you for that share.
Yes. So anyone who's gifted, who is not sharing their gifts, think about that story and what you could be doing to help people, because everybody needs somebody to help them at various times in their life.
Exactly. So true. So yes. True.
Yeah, I know none of us are, what's the word? Oh, geez, I can't think of the word. None of us are exempt. No, none of us are exempt. That's the word, exempt from receiving help, no matter where you are on the spectrum.
Well, and the coaches are all different. You know, we all have different gifts. We can all help you with different things. I mean, I've had multiple coaches in different areas that I needed some help with, you know, between social media and technical and content for websites in the new age we're in today, because it's a whole new world today.
It is.
And marketing, I mean, it's endless. So whatever help you need, find the coach that you need help with and make sure you're addressing the things that we're talking about here today.
Beautiful. Or you can just call Sydney. I'm sure Sydney knows somebody.
Yes, I love that. I do. I have a whole group of coaches that I know and have referred multiple times, and talented technical people too.
And I do love that you bring that up, because I think people, when they're looking for help and looking and getting caught with, like, starting with one coach or something, I love that you bring that you have to search out to find what's right for you. Because one person can go to coach and think they're fabulous, and the next person goes, well, I didn't get anything out of it because there was no connection. So I love that you brought that up early, that we do need to remember when you are searching out there that if somebody's, it's, you know, you need to find who is right for you so you can excel to the best part of you.
Exactly. And the other thing you might want to consider doing is taking a look at their referral or their reviews and their testimonials and find out how they've helped other people. Mm-hmm. Because that is really a telltale of how they could possibly help you.
Exactly.
And then the other thing is look over their website and see what it is they do. And if you have specific things that you're looking for help with, then look on the website first about the things that they help. And if it's not what you're looking for, then keep looking. And then the last thing you can do is to see if they have a consultation. Mm-hmm. And then during that time, make sure they're not just selling you. Make sure you're asking the right questions of what you need help with so that you can see if they would be a good fit for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then you have those people that don't know what they want. So,
well, then you definitely need somebody like us.
Yeah. Somebody who catches all.
Yes. Yes. And if you're looking for hidden money, I'm your gal.
There you go. I might be calling you, Cindy.
Yes. Well, so, it's really fun to do. So.
And so has been finding money for other people, has that always been like your favorite thing to do? Or is it just your favorite thing right now?
Well, in my corporate career, I'm the one who would go in and make the money. And that's how you find it, is you look for things that are not producing in the business, and then you correct it. Mm-hmm. And it can be anything. And you just look for all the resources that you have, and you make that happen. So that's why I've worked all over the country. I was the one they'd send in to make things happen and make the money.
So it's almost like sometimes streamlining other things or adding things and just really almost fine tuning. So basically what I'm understanding is that when a client approaches you, you're almost fine tuning and streamlining their business, their life, to allow for a better flow of income to come in to support them.
Well, actually what I do is I analyze what's going on with them personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. And I ask the tough questions, and mm-hmm. I look for areas that are not working. I look for areas that could be working that they don't even know that are possibilities. And I look for areas of interest. I mean, it's endless. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I ended up in California the second time because one group of businesses were the worst in a 2000 group company. They had 2000 locations, and these five businesses were the worst of the 2000. I was the fourth person they sent in to fix it. And in 1 year, I took those five businesses from the worst out of 2000 to the best out of 2000, according to the numbers.
Wow.
So that's what I'm talking about, is you look for areas that are not working. You look for areas that could be working. You look for things to bring in, to take out. I mean, you just analyze everything. And I used every single one of those things in my formula in that year to make that happen. One business was losing $100,000 a year.
Wow.
One business.
Wow. Well, that's definitely.
And it's fun. I loved it, but it was hard work. But in the end, I mean, I still can't believe I accomplished that.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's definitely takes a skill, definitely takes patience to do that, to step into that. And so, yes, more people like you.
Yes. And so with the course I wrote, with this book, when you buy the course, you get this book free in the digital version.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? And so you get everything. And I talked to you about goals I call it a mini course. I wrote a full blast course, one of the four I've written so far, on goals. But this is like, you know, just like dipping your toe in the water and saying, okay, I get it. And it's everything you need to be able to achieve your own goals. Although some people need a coach to keep them moving. I know you guys know people like that.
So are you writing, do you have a work, a workshop for your new book as well? Is that out? How's that?
Well, I don't do workshops unless I'm hired to present. And if I don't have one, I do custom workshops for companies or for people.
Okay. So you're still working in the corporate world then, doing corporate workshops and things? Okay.
Well, sometimes it's virtual now.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Yeah.
I just being silly.
Yes.
And so, my dear Sydney, is there anything else that you like people to know about you, where they can find you, what other projects or things that people that you have upcoming other than your new book?
Well, there's a couple things. This is my first book I wrote, Step Aside, Get Out of Your Way, and it's loaded with all kinds of stuff. And so this is a workbook I created to go along with my courses, and it's over 50 pages.
Nice.
And I love cheat sheets and templates and things to make life easy. I mean, there's no way I could have managed all those people without cheat sheets and shortcuts. And that's why I love to make things easy for people to get the work done. And you get that workbook when you buy the courses, not the mini one. But if you go to my website, which is imaginemoresuccess.com, you can read about the different courses and books. Nice. And then if you want to just learn more about me, everything I do is on my website. And if you would like a consultation, you can go to talkwithsyn.com. And you can have a consultation with me, and you can do all the things I told you to do to look and see if you have a coach or consultant that is going to be somebody that would work well with you. And I can tell you, if I don't think I can help someone, or if I don't feel they would be a good fit, I will refer you to other coaches, because I don't take people I can't help in a big way. And you'll be able to see that with all my reviews. I have dozens of reviews on my website. And my assistant just reworked my website, and I hope she's got my video testimonials up by now. Mm-hmm. And I have a reel with, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 people talking about how I help them. Okay. And they're all a little bit different. So I'm the real deal. I know a lot of people put a lot of stuff on their website, and then people are disappointed. I've been disappointed. You can see with what's there how I could help you. I also do readings, business intuitive readings and personal readings, and I use Zoom. And I have a lot of psychics that use me as their reader.
Beautiful. I love it. So I may have to get a session with you just to see.
Anytime.
Awesome.
And what I love, my favorite question is, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Yes.
How did you know that?
I know, right?
Because I know, again, I don't look like who I am. So it's always fun.
It is. And Sydney, just want to thank you so much for spending your time with us today, for our audience to get to know you, and for you to just share your message with the world, because it's so needed right now.
It is. And be sure to let people know where they can find that course, so that if they would like to purchase that course, they'll be able to get for a very, very small amount.
Yes. And so the course that we are referring to is, done it, I forgot the name already, real quick.
It's Find Hidden Money at Ascended Masters. And it's ascendedmasters.com store, right?
Yes, and the link is in the description of this video. So everyone, you have all of Sydney's information, and especially go find some of that hidden money, because, I mean, money can't hide from us always. I mean, it's nice to find, like I said before, in couch cushions and in pants pockets, but Let's find that real money.
Exactly. Well, blessings to you both and everyone out there. Stay safe and best of luck to you in your pursuits of your fantastic life.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for being here with us today.
Bye for now.
Bye.
And remember, everyone, remember to tune in every Friday for your Cosmic Tune-Up Live. But now we are moved to an earlier time slot. Instead of 7 p.m., we are 6 p.m. Eastern now live every Friday. So be sure to watch and share with your friends and family. Till next time, everyone, keep exploring.
Till next time. Mwah.
Bye.